Welcome to the Be Magnetic podcast. I'm your host, Tara, mindset coach and manifestation expert. I'm obsessed with helping you step into your limitless potential to create the life and business of your dreams. This podcast is designed to feed your mind every week with stories, ideas, perspectives, tools, and wisdom that will completely shift how you think about yourself, your life, and what is possible for you. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so turn the volume up and the windows down. You're in for a treat. Hi, beautiful friend, and welcome to another episode of the Be Magnetic podcast. I'm really excited that you decided to tune in and push play today. Today, we are going to talk about, as the topic already states, how to increase wealth and shift your money mindset in 2023. We are still in the very beginning of this year, and I think now is the best time, now is the most incredible time to start shifting your money mindset, to start shifting your story with money, so that by the end of this year, or maybe even earlier, like probably even earlier, your money story, your money situation, your reality around your finances is looking completely and entirely differently. So for me, that was kind of what happened last year in 2022, like I shared in some of the previous episodes already. In the beginning of 2022, so one of my goals last year was to change my story with money, to change my financial situation, because I was so tired with, you know, not being able to do the things that I really liked and to constantly have to worry and think about money. And I just didn't want to spend more time and more energy on that kind of financial situation. So I was really determined and committed to changing my situation with money, so that I could, not only feel abundant around money, but also finally do the things that I really wanted to do. And on this 1 year long journey of, reframing my money story, I made some really interesting discoveries. And I even discovered that, in fact, I already had so much money, like I could easily be doing all the things that I wanted to do without even manifesting more. But because I was in such a lack mindset around money, I didn't even see how much money I made and how much money I had. And so I constantly felt restricted around money and thought, well, I can't travel. Well, I can't, invest in myself. I can't purchase this hypnosis session, or I can't do the certificate. I can't go out with my friends. I had all these like beliefs around what I couldn't do because I thought I didn't have the money to do that. But I realized that I actually had so much money that I could easily do all those things and still pay for my living, still pay my bills. And, even the way I felt around money completely shifted over the last year. And of course, I attracted more money. I attracted, I increased my financial income every month, and I made more money with my business as well, which is really exciting. And I kind of want to go into that story, Elizabeth, and share with you a few steps that I took to change my money story, so that you can change your money story as well and your financial situation by applying these lessons too, because they have not only worked for me, they have also worked for so many clients that I've shared them with over the course of the last year. So I'm really excited to hear from you as well when you go apply these things as to what manifests for you and how your relationship and your financial situation changes through applying the lessons that I'm about to share with you. So like I said before, my relationship with money was a little bit tricky, and I had all these false beliefs around money, essentially, and I felt really scarce and really limited and restricted around money, so that, I was literally not allowing myself to spend any sort of money on anything but my bills and but my things that I really needed, like food and rent. Well, I didn't pay rent, but essentially that would fall into that category. So I felt really restricted, as you can imagine, and I held this belief that I don't have enough money and, you know, I constantly have to make more money and money isn't enough. And so I was really tired of that because that's not a life to live. I wanted to go back to like living my life and being carefree around money and, you know, seeing all the possibilities and acting upon all the possibilities. And so as I have shared many times before, through meeting my now fiancé, then boyfriend, I was kind of forced to commit to work on my money story. And that was in the beginning of last year. And that's why I think that, you know, now, like the beginning of the year is an amazing opportunity to work on your mindset on around money and to make these shifts to increase wealth over the next few months. And so in March 2022, I made this commitment of really stepping up my game and really exploring why I feel this way around money, where this is coming from, and also kind of see and explore the patterns around money that were showing in my life, and, you know, around my goals as well. Because one pattern that showed really, really extremely in my life, that was that I attracted so many potential clients that were then saying to me, well, they don't have the money to spend on working with me. And I was like, why does this always keep happening? And, you know, down the line, I realized it was because I was holding that belief myself. And, you know, the universe kind of sent me women who were alike, like had the same kind of energy that I had. And so I was, you know, struggling having new clients because I constantly attracted these women who said, well, but I don't have the money right now, or I'm not able to invest right now because I don't have the money. And I was so tired of this too. So there was just a lot of things, like patterns that I realized as well around money, and especially money in my business, where I was like, okay, this got to change. And then, you know, meeting my boyfriend back then kind of was like the initial trigger for me, where I was like, okay, it's time now. Like, I seriously have to commit and change something there, because otherwise I'm gonna have a problem. Because not a problem in that sense, but yeah, you get what I'm saying. I just didn't want to continue like that. So what I did was, a few steps that I took was that I got really clear as to what my relationship was with money. So I really dove deep into reflection around how I felt around money, how I was treating money, how I showed up around money, what I did with money, and how I behaved around money. And I noticed a few really, really interesting things, and maybe you notice some of them within yourself as well. So for example, I was ignoring money. I was just not caring about it. I was like, it wasn't important to me, because I never considered myself that person of who just cared a lot of money around money, like service and helping, you know. That was always more important to me than money. And so of course money didn't want to come my way, because I was literally ignoring it. Like, I wasn't giving it love, I wasn't giving it attention. I would go as far as saying I didn't even want it in my life. So of course it didn't show up. And so I changed that, and I started to, you know,
have you heard yet? I completely revamped my private mentorship. Energetics and applications are open now. Energetics is a high-level spiritual mentorship that offers the intimacy you need to uplevel your impact, income, and pleasure in life and business. This is the space where female entrepreneurs go from mediocre to mind-blowing in their life and business, and become the thought leader that has the money, the impact, and the confidence to make massive impact on this world. They become the free spirit who is dancing in the waves and playing in the sand and has the freedom to do whatever they please whenever they please. And is just so overjoyed by life that nothing can shake them up. And they become the central goddess who is leading from their feminine energy, totally madly in love with her body, has all the intimacy in her relationship, follows her intuition and flows with life instead of working against it. Energetics is an intimate, tailor-to-you coaching experience where we focus on breaking through your income ceiling, increasing your impact through content and client results, creating a daily experience in your personal life and relationships that is filled with joy, pleasure, intimacy, and sovereignty, and turning your business into a creative outlet that makes your soul feel alive, provides the freedom you always desired, and holds the space for self-expression and flow. By doing the subconscious and spiritual work necessary to receive, hold, and continue elevating more ease, wealth, and prosperity in all areas of your life. Topics we cover are money mindset and strategically handling your finances, setting clear intentions and visions that the source understands, changing belief systems, fears, and stories that no longer serve you, identity work and becoming your most authentic self, increasing self-belief, clearing up your energy field and shifting emotions, embodying leader energy and frequency of wealth, balancing masculine and feminine energy in your life and business, developing your intuition and discovering your gifts, taking inspired action and finding a business strategy that feels like a full body yes to you, navigating hard conversations and persisting in turbulent times, filling your own cups and falling in love with life and business again, unlocking deep levels of spirituality, faith, and magic within you and learn to surrender and let go. And last but not least, mastering the manifestation process and applying it to attracting more income, impact, and pleasure. Inside this mentorship, you have access to bi-weekly one-to-one calls with me that take anything between 60 and 90 minutes, a flat rate of messenger support, 24/7, full access to my entire toolkit. We're talking Reiki, RRT, Tarot, numerology, and of course, traditional mentorship. Personal RRT audios or other tools to help you to progress on your journey and actionable pieces after every single call. This is for the online service provider girlies who know that all results in life stem from their belief system and they're ready to invest in an energetic strategist who specializes in subconscious rewiring and helps them to get the stuff out of the way that holds them back from the next level of impact, income, and joy in their life. This is perfect for you if you hit an income ceiling and you're ready to see explosive quantum level growth in your bank account. Or if you've been operating most of your life in your masculine energy and are ready to welcome more ease, flow, and pleasure through the feminine way. You might also feel still icky and uncomfortable around money, especially when it comes to receiving, holding, and spending it. And you're ready to turn that into a warm and fuzzy feeling of safety and security. You may also really want those mind-blowing, jaw-dropping results to show to your audience and attract more high-caliber clients, but at the moment, the testimonials that you get are just like, meh. You might also be wondering how your business and life would be if you would just let go a little bit more, trust a little bit more, and surrender to source. And wonder if there's a way to bring more juicy pleasure, joy, and excitement into your everyday life. If that resonates with you, then Energetics is the mentorship program that you need. You can now find more information via the link in the show notes or schedule a free clarity call with me right now, also via the link in the show notes to get your questions answered and find out how Energetics could change your life and business trajectory. Applications are open until May 19th. So if you're curious at all, I highly, highly recommend you to just schedule in that call and see whether this is for you. And the quicker you act, the more money you save. At the moment, you can save up to 3,000 euros on your investment, which is huge. But you gotta act fast. Care about money and give a shit about money and love money and want money in my life and give myself permission around wanting money in my life as well. And of course, that took so much inner work for me because that meant for me to, you know, release those experiences and those beliefs around myself and why I thought I wasn't worthy or couldn't, desire money in my life. And
because there was a lot of underlying reasons of why I didn't care about money and why I ignored money and why I believed it wasn't so important. And I had to like work past these beliefs, of course, to change this relationship with money. So that was kind of the first step that I took. I explored my relationship with money, I explored the patterns that showed up, and I kind of saw the beliefs that that I was holding around money, that led to this relationship that I had with money and the patterns that were showing up in my life around money. And so I started to explore these limiting beliefs a little bit more, and I started to really look at, okay, why do I hold on to these beliefs? Why do I believe that money doesn't matter? Why do I feel so weird around money? Why is it so hard for me to charge for my services? Why do I always feel so weird when I have to talk about money? Why do I feel like money's never enough? And why do I feel so guilty when I spend money? And like all these things. And like, why do I underprice myself as well? Like all these habits and beliefs that I held true about money, I explored where they were coming from and why I was holding them. And I realized, as it often is with these limiting beliefs, that, you know, sometime earlier in my life, a person that I held really dearly in my heart and that I saw as somewhat of an idol, or like a mentor around money and business in my life, said a lot of things to me around money that I could track and relate to these beliefs that I formed. And they said things to me around money and around myself that made me really believe that I wasn't able to make money, that I wasn't able to make sales, that I wasn't good enough or worthy enough to make money or get paid for what I do, and that, you know, the path that I was choosing, like career-wise, wasn't a good path to make money, and that I maybe never are going to have a lot of money. And because I put so much weight, and because this person was so important to me, and I was considering them as a core figure for money in my life, I put so much weight on what they said that I kind of considered that as truth for myself. And that then had manifested in my situation, my financial situation with money, because I remember also a time before when I was like 16, 17, 18, I like that was before I had these conversations with that person, where they were telling me these things. I had no trouble at all manifesting money. Like I had so much money. I was able to like travel the world and pay for it all by myself, and like had all these possibilities and do all these things, and money was always coming effortlessly and easy to me. So it was really weird for me to be in this position of not having money and having to really look at for your money, and like not making money consistently as well, and like not manifesting clients that were willing to pay for my services. So I kind of tracked it back to that, and I started to really shift these truths and kind of understand that what this person said to me isn't the ultimate truth, and there's actually a different truth. And I started to reframe that. I started to tell myself a different story and, you know, repeat beliefs and, you know, choose beliefs and thoughts that were more aligned with what I wanted to believe and what truth I wanted to give credit to, and, you know, that were aligned with the financial situation that I desired for myself. And another thing that I did that kind of led me to this insight that I shared in the very beginning of this episode was I got really real about my money situation, and I looked at it. And then, like, I started to kind of look at it from a different perspective. So that is, like, I really got clear on why was financially I made myself a spreadsheet essentially as to what my spendings were, where I spent my things, like my money, and when I spend the money, and how much I spent on what kind of area of my life. And I also looked at my income, and I also considered my past incomes. So I also looked at this in like different stages of my life. Like I said, there was a time where it was really easy for me to attract money. So I did like looked at this situation, like the financial reality back then as well, and kind of looked at how things were there. And I kind of saw as well that that was kind of a step as well that made me realize a little bit about like where these like the situation changed, and then gave me some idea as to where these beliefs may have started to ingrain themselves into my subconscious. Anyway, I got really real on how my money situation looked like, and I realized the first thing I realized was that I was actually not spending that much money. Like I didn't have like my bills, my regular bills weren't actually that high than I thought. So that was like a real relief, because I realized as well that, you know, the money that I really needed to make every month consistently to, you know, feel safe to pay my bills was actually not that much, and I could easily make that money. And that was really empowering for me. And the second thing that I realized was that I actually had more money than I thought, because I spread my money over different bank accounts. And, you know, there, like I have this jar of, you know, pennies as well, where I keep like all my change and all of that. And I just realized I had so much more money than I thought. And I also checked as to what I needed to live the life that I want. So I considered, how much money do I need if I want to travel? How much money do I want to invest in my personal growth? How much money on like a monthly basis or yearly would I need to kind of get the support that I want to manifest the life that I desire? And like things like that. And I realized again that, you know, the money that I needed to live my dream life wasn't actually that much, and it would be something that I'd easily be able to do. Like I knew that by then, okay, if I make consistent 2 or 3K, I could really live an awesome life already, you know, and then everything above that would just make life even better. But so I realized that, you know, I didn't actually have to manifest that much money to change a lot of things in my life. And I also started to kind of look at things differently. So even though I wasn't really making consistent money at that time, I looked at it, the situation differently. I looked at it from a perspective of, okay, how can I make that amount of money that I really need? So what are my opportunities, my options there? And then also how, or like what are the options and opportunities that I have to increase my financial income and to change this situation that I had going on. So just looking at it from a different perspective as well was really helpful for me, and kind of was the first step where I then kind of really knew what I needed to do in order to actively change my money story as well. And then from there, I started to explore ways to create new money. So obviously I had my business back then, so for me that meant just really committing to changing my story around business as well, and to approaching different ways to do marketing and to change things up in the way I was doing business. And I shared a little bit on that in the first episode, where I was talking about embodying your a next chapter in your life. So I started to really change that, and also be open to new ways in which money could show up, and, you know, not be so fixated anymore on, you know, that one job or that one business that you have to make money, but be open to amazing ways. Like that was when my brothers and I, for example, started to rent our house for Airbnb, and we made a lot of money through that extra, which I wouldn't have thought of before. And then kind of the last thing that I really started to change in that period of my life was to create a really abundant energy around money and abundant energy in life in general. So is that started to surround myself with a lot of abundance. I started to like do little things that made me feel really, really wealthy and really, really excited and abundant. Like, you know, I would treat myself to dinner, or I would, you know, I would throw away all the clothes that were like had holes in it and all of that, and bought myself a set of new clothes and t-shirts that made me feel really abundant. And I started to make small investments into my personal growth that made me feel really good as well. I started to, you know, dress up a little bit more. I started to paint my nails again, which I hadn't done in such a long time, because it made me feel really wealthy and really abundant. And like I had a lot of money, essentially. So that really helped as well. And I started to, you know, be a little bit more loose with the money that I spend. I spend it really strategically still. And I always like saved money. But I also allowed myself to spend a little bit on things that made me feel wealthy, and that created this energy of abundance for me. And then I also did things like giving myself time, because that made me feel really abundant as well. So these are just a few ideas and ways in which you can increase wealth this year. So definitely screenshot this episode and share it to your stories, letting me know what you will choose to do to increase wealth and change your money story this year. And if you like this episode, feel free to follow us, follow this podcast, so you get notified when there's new episodes coming up out. They're coming out every Wednesday. And then rate and review this show. Plus, if you screenshot it and send me the screenshot of your review to hello@lovey.net, I will send you my free protection prior workbook, which will essentially help you to protect your energy from, you know, other people and things that happen in your life, so you can always stay in this abundant, wealthy, expansive energy that you put so much effort on cultivating every day. So if you want that PDF, that workbook, you can rate and review this show and send it to me as a screenshot hello@lovey.net. And I'm looking forward, and thank you so much for supporting this podcast. It really means the world to me. And of course, thank you for tuning in. I'm sending you lots of love, and I hear you next Wednesday. Bye.